Hi everyone, hope you're all doing well. I'm sure by seeing things happening around us, you do feel that there is a need of a change. And I would want to ask you that do you also feel that you need to be a part of that change? Yes, so if I ask you, recently has someone been unkind to you? And if the answer is yes, tell me, how did you feel? Did you feel sad? Did you feel upset? And did you sort of keep thinking about why that person behaved with you in a certain way? And if the answer is yes, I also want to ask you that, have you also been a part of such unkind behavior to someone? And a lot of times, you know, when we don't realize what we are doing, but we sort of justify it by saying, okay, this happened to me and that's how it is. And therefore, you should also face the same thing. And these are the kind of justifications we give when we do feel that something that we are doing is not right, but we still go ahead and do it. And we are very much a part of this unkind cycle. And when I say that you have to be the change that you want to see, what I really want to tell you today is, and in fact, when I speak it out, I have a more realization myself as well, that, you know, we have to be the person who actually breaks the cycle. That's something that I really feel very strongly. And if we keep this in mind, and next time when you are you know, behaving in a certain way, take a moment and think, are you making the cycle go round, or are you the one who wants to break the cycle? So, you know, if you are the one who was judged someday, do you do that to others? So I would suggest that, you know, instead of judging others, because that is what something that we had faced sometime in our life, let's choose understanding. Let's see why the person said or did what they did, and not react to it immediately. You know, when you react to things immediately, often the reaction comes out of anger, and the reaction that comes out of anger is definitely going to be an unkind one. It's going to be either words that are going to hurt someone or actions that are going to hurt someone, and they have a lasting impact. So if you really want to see that change in the world, you have to break the chain. Were you rejected sometime in your life? And it could be for really a small thing, you know, something like, for example, let's say somebody is getting an opportunity to go to the operating room and assist someone, and you were left behind for XYZ reason, and your colleague was given that opportunity, and you definitely feel wronged. And, you know, what happens next is maybe you take up surgery as your branch, and when you have a junior coming up, you do the same thing to him or her, and your justification is, that's what happened to me, so you deserve it as well. And, you know, you just go on perpetuating this behavior of unkindness on and on. And rather, I would say, you know, instead of thinking that you were rejected and hence, you know, we are going to do the same, I would say, let's choose acceptance. Let's take it this way that, you know, okay, maybe I don't get this opportunity, but no one can stop another opportunity knocking my way. And I will grab the next opportunity that comes my way, or rather accept it and say that let me try and be more deserving. Let's not always feel wronged about it. If you were shamed someday because of probably what you were wearing or how you were dressed, or, you know, just like you didn't fit into a certain group of people, let's not give it back to the society. Let's choose compassion. Let's be compassionate to people who don't look like you, people who don't come from your background, people who don't really, you know, behave the way you do. And you have to realize that each individual is different. And they do have certain great values. And, you know, values are something that you can exchange and you can share and you can learn from each other. You know, you have to realize that you have to be the person you needed when you were hurt, right? So someday when you realize you were hurt and you needed someone, you have to be that someone for others and not be the person who hurt you. If we all go and, you know, follow the principle to every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, you know, then the chain would just go on and we would keep hurting one more person and one more person and one more person in our life. You know, we have to vow that to be better, we have to sort of heal others instead of becoming bitter. I do totally agree on a certain fact that a lot of people who are bitter today probably have faced a lot in their life as well. And that sort of becomes their justification to be the same to others. You know, when you next time face such a situation, just take a halt, a pause, and think that you have to act from your heart and not from your pain. Don't pass on your pain to others. I do understand you might have faced certain situations which were not pleasant, were not nice, and they had a lasting impact on you. But let's not be the same impact on someone else's life. Please choose to be kind. It is definitely a choice. And all you need to do that is to simply give your actions a little pause when you react to situations. Just pause for a while and think a moment that what you're going to say, you know, once said and done, you can never take it back. The little pause that you're going to give will help you introspect and will help you realize that is this the correct choice that you're making? Do you really want to be unkind to that someone who probably does not deserve it or probably would have a long impact on someone? See, different people have different ways of reacting to situations. Some may be able to come out of it. Some may not be able to fight it back that strongly. So why, you know, put people in that situation? Try and be compassionate. Choose to be kind. It is a choice worth making. You will never regret it in your life. Lots of love and good wishes from Dr. Beekley.